God is the God of the entire human race. He does not consider himself the private property of any nation or people, but does his work as he has planned it, without being confined to any form, nation or people. Perhaps you've never imagined this form, or perhaps your attitude to this form is one of denial, or perhaps the nation where God appears and the people among whom he appears just happen to be discriminated against by everyone and just happen to be the most backward on earth. Yet God has his wisdom with his great power, and by means of his truth and his disposition, he has truly gained a group of people who are of one mind with him, and a group of people to make complete, a group conquered by him, who having endured all manner of trials and suffering and all manner of persecution can follow him to the very end. The aim of the appearance of God is not limited to any form or nation, is to enable him to complete his work as he has planned it. This is just as when God became flesh in Judea, his aim was to complete the work of the crucifixion. Yet the Jews believed that it was impossible for God to do this, and they thought it was impossible that God could become flesh and assume the form of the Lord Jesus. They're impossible. Claim with all their might God's imminent appearance, yet at the same time condemn his appearance. Their impossible once more confines God's appearance within the limits of their imagination. Many people break into wild and raucous laughter after coming upon the words of God. But is this laughter any different from the condemnation and blasphemy of the Jews? You are not reverent in the presence of the truth. Still less do you possess an attitude of yearning. All you study and wait with blithe unconcern. What can you gain from studying and waiting like this? Do you think you'll receive personal guidance from God? and then